Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sitting here trying to do my off-season thing, you know, my solo houses, my real estate thing, you know, flipping houses, apartment buildings, all that, man. But Kane Gang keep tagging me in the post, man. Some dude looking like Biz Markie standing in front of the Little Giants training facility disrespecting my squad, talking about the Gators. I'm like, the Gators!
Gator, stomp, stomp, 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 gator, stomp, gator, gator, stomp.
Please do not confuse us. Kings of the state, we make the world go to zoo. Men do not compare us with these wins, just be cool. Forget about the past, not as winners, but to lose. What you wanna do?
This one here for UF. I know you know who we are. All I do is talk. I don't have no PR. Nah. All Kings do is beat y'all. In every category, homie, check the stat. Better win record, more trophies. Why can't y'all respect that? Plus, we got more lead players. Hater blockers don't want to see haters. No. Pull a frying pan when we see gators. Pull a place out, we gon' eat gators. Plus, we more historical. We still got that walking loop. Hit triple ground, we storming through. Bring a category 5 on 1 to you. I'm more NFL Hall of Fame players. This shit go to every like us, y'all can't be. We smash y'all like a stampede. Keep their mouth shut so they can't speak. They talk too much, this ain't what you want. Nah. Hurricanes made in the ocean. What you think we gon' do in the swamp? Kane Gang, yeah, we ride. When it take the field, we behind. Why the not throwing you up? Gator stump won't do something. Welcome to that man era. AKA that panic era. AKA that you family. AKA that new man.
Gator stump.
Stump.
Gator stump.
Stump.
Gator.
Gator,
stomp,
stomp,
gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp,
gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp, gator, stomp, stomp.
There you go, Solo D.
Hey man, I had to do it, man. I had to do it, man.
I can respect the flow. I don't respect the content, but I can respect the flow.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. It was some dude online. I don't even want to say that he a big Gators fan. And he was talking crazy about UM, like all the way back in January. That's really what inspired this song. And he wasn't talking no facts. I had to come with facts on that track. It's
and
real.
You came like, with facts.
What you want me to
look
do? I understand. Look.
Look at you.
He came with facts.
Flip star.
Nah.
He hype man over here. What are you talking about?
Solo D is sitting with us. So we're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. By the way, it's the Funky Buddha happy hour.
Shout out them quesadillas, man. That's really what I came here for. I got to get them. Make sure they don't take my little quesadillas.
I thought you came here to hang out with us. He's here for the quesadillas.
Hey, you got to plug Twin Peaks too, man. Come on.
They know, I got to keep know. Coming back.
We Funky Buddha happy hour. Our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery bring you the 5 o'clock hour, which we love so much. This hour also brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Crowder and I are here for another hour. Solo D's just hanging out with us. We debuted the new track there. We loved it. It sounds great. This is a very special week, man, for Canes fans and Gators fans and, again, college football fans, not just because we're talking smack, but right. It is fun to start the season with a meaningful game, right?
Big rivalry. It shows something for both teams. It shows both of them are relevant enough to open the whole college season for 2019. I think it was more geared toward the U, you know what I mean? I think we draw that crowd, you know, hate it or love it, you know what I mean? Like, I definitely think we're like, well, either a hate it or a love team. So Yeah, no. I think it's good.
You know what? No, and I'll just talk honesty, right? He's talking about facts. Facts. Yeah. It is two teams.
Right.
We don't know where they at.
Yeah.
The Canes are unranked, and we don't know where they should be. And yeah. people would say the okay. Gators are overranked at number eight, too. So you're right, mm-hmm. man. It's two teams that were relevant back in the day, and now the whole football nation's trying to figure
exactly.
out if it's going to get back where it
right.
was. Like we're talking about in the 80s and 90s, early mm-hmm. 2000s, when everybody was there.
Yeah.
We both fell off the cliff a little bit.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
it's supposed to be that time to jump back
it
in
was
there.
Good. It was good. And it's good for us that y'all are number eight, because I mean, we should at least get top 15 after we win. You know what I mean?
No like, doubt.
Hey, so we
no
will be ranked.
Doubt.
You know what I mean?
No
so
doubt.
So we appreciate y'all being overranked.
We do. We
no problem.
Y'all being ranked number eight.
No problem.
We need that.
Now, I want to play something for you because you are a music mogul,
yes,
Solo
sir.
D. Yes, and again, the Turnover Chain song, that was a international sensation.
Yes,
so our producer back in the studio, Alejandro Solana. Solana, how long were you in the lab creating this?
A couple days, Solo.
Couple okay. days.
That's
and
worked.
What? And what's your production name against Alejandro?
It's not as good as Solo D, but it's Lil Soul on the beat.
Little Soul, because his last name is Solana, so
okay.
Lil Soul.
And a half.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds like soul. You
and
know?
So we have a thing on the show.
Don't get too excited.
We have a thing. Allow me with Solo D. This is a hurricane. It's a Canes thing, and you just
fan.
Wouldn't understand. So we Crowder and I are simulcast now, so
okay.
we're on two stations
okay,
now.
Okay, you understand.
And so we've got this thing called Take All the Stations, Papa.
Hey.
Right, and I say that all the time. Take all the stations, Papa.
Take over.
Today also happens to be National Potato Day. I'm
okay.
sure you knew that.
Sweet,
Spanish.
Probably should have went and got some fries. I didn't know that, but you know.
Right, the quesadilla is
yeah.
bad look on National Potato Day, but whatever.
Yeah.
We'll let
I'll
it go.
I'll go get a side. I'll go get a side.
The track was strong. But it's National Potato Day. Now in Spanish,
uh-huh.
Potato is papa. And so Lil Soul on the beat, is that what it is, Lil Soul?
Lil Soul
yeah.
on the beat.
Yeah, hey. A Lil Soul on the beat.
Hey.
He went into the lab.
We'll collab, Solo.
I'm with it, man.
All right. Well, let's slow your roll there a little bit, Lil Soul on the beat. Because I thought like an old Battle of the Bands, before
right.
your guys' time, Battle of the Bands. I thought you as a music mogul could listen to the track that he created
right.
and give him some pointers. Or maybe you say, hey, it's
right,
what we
it.
Say, fire.
Fire.
Fire. So you tell us. Now, he's sampling me saying
F-Y-E.
Papa. But here is the track for National Potato Day. Go ahead, Lil Soul. Take all
that,
the
huh?
stations, Papa.
Check it out. Lil Soul on the beat.
Oh, yeah, you got
that's strong,
it.
Huh? Take all the stations, Papa.
DJ Biggie Fresh in the 305.
Papa.
Papa. Papa.
He's doing that live, right?
Papa.
He's doing that live.
No, this is in the lab.
Baby.
Okay.
What do you say?
Hulo!
That's it.
What,
hey, man, look, who? Biggie who? Hey, that should have been the original, man, you know.
Right? So I think he liked it, Solana.
It's a banger. Just say it's a banger, Solo.
Is that a banger?
You know what? I'm going to give it the F-I-R-E. I can't give it the F-Y-E, the fire. But let's give it the F-R-E.
I'll take F-R-E. The fire. I'll take
right,
the fire.
Yeah, I'll take fire.
We'll give you fire. It's too. A difference between fire and fire.
Right.
But you can get the fire.
I got
right.
you. Yeah, I would call it
fire.
Fuego. I'd call it fuego, but, you know, whatever.
Real proper.
Espanol. Espanol. Yeah.
Oh, proper side.
No, it's cold, though. Let me get on the remix, man, for next year.
Remix?
Wait a
minute. Go redo that.
He wants to do the Fat Man Scoop remix with you, Solana. You got to be feeling good about yourself.
I got all you, right. Papa.
All right, Papa. All right, let's get to headlines with Alejandro Solana. You can go enjoy your quesadillas if you want. I'm gonna
man,
let
I appreciate y'all
I'm
having
let Solo
me. Definitely for letting me stop in, man. Thank y'all so much. We're going to be family again on Sunday, but we're going to beat y'all on Saturday.
I got you.
All about the you, all about the fans.
That's
what
I'm
talking
about.
Miami Sports Music, man. Y'all check me out.
The Honorable Solo D, Miami Sports Music is the place to get all the music, and we will be playing that track all week long, getting
oh, yeah.
everybody
got
ready
it now.
For Canes and Gators. Thank you, Solo D. All right, let's get to the headlines with the Honorable Lil Soul on the beat.
Got you in the stew, Solo.
Thank you.
In the stew.
Thank you.
I don't think they call it that.
What's going on in the stew?
This update is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I think Solo's going to bring me on for a little collab, man. I don't know.
It's very possible. Very possible. I think he's texting his
excited
his producers right now, or he's blocking you on his cell phone. One of the things, very busy on his cell phone.
Clemson sits atop the first AP top 25 college football poll. Alabama's at 2, Georgia at 3, Oklahoma number 4, and Ohio State closes out the top 5. Miami was not listed in the AP's top 25 poll.
This is a great text. Somebody says, first time experiencing this, cringing on 790, change channel to 560, only to be horrified to be continuing to hear that song.
I think that's part of the
take all the stations, Papa. What else you got, Solana?
The Marlins were swept by the Rockies over the weekend. They are off today, but will begin a 3-game series tomorrow night in Atlanta.
What else?
And finally, guys, according to a new study, people who use lots of emojis have better dating lives than other people. They go on more dates, date higher quality prospects, are more likely to have second dates, and have more sex.
Damn lie.
Emojis, huh?
Emoji my ass. All he said, I was a man at that when I was single. I didn't emoji nobody.
Emoji my ass. You got weather there, little soul on the beat?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in Miami, it is partly cloudy. There's still a 50% chance you won't experience rain today in South Florida. Right now, there's a 10-mile visibility range. The UV index is at 4. Air quality is good with a 28 air quality index. So take some deep breaths, South Florida, as tonight it'll be 78 degrees well into the night. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Hey, when you say the air quality is good at a 28, what is the range?
Oh, 28 is excellent, guys. Just take some deep breaths.
Yeah, I got you. I'm just curious what the range is, though.
When should we get scared?
I'm not sure. I'll check on that.
That's excellent, man. All right. Thank you for that quality headlines. We're going to talk plenty of Canes Gators this week. This is a fun week, and I hope you're having as much fun listening as we're having here, because this is that week.
Yes.
This is very rare for us where we each get to represent our colors.
You started a month ago. We had we started a month-long pregame.
A four-week pregame show, and finally we're less than a week away.
5 days away.
Things are happening for us. So we'll continue talking some Canes and Gators. In the next segment, John Michaels is going to join us. Now, John Michaels, for those that don't know, longtime radio host. He's based in Atlanta. He is a huge Miami Hurricanes fan. He's got the Canes logo tattooed on his arm. His son is named Kane. Michaels.
Talks trash like no other.
He will be in Orlando.
I look forward to Michael because he's great on radio. I don't look forward to the content.
I mean, you know that he's going to be talking smack from the get-go. Crowder's getting it from all sides today. So we're gonna keep talking some Canes and Gators as we continue on here.
You know, I'm gonna go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I don't care what y'all say.
It's your happy place.
Man, these Florida lobsters that are the best price and the freshest you'll find. I can get those from Delaware. That always makes me happy. They put me in that happy place, guys, but really, get to Delaware. I've been going there 14 years. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Thousands of families go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market weekly. Just jump on the bandwagon. We have plenty space, lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, lobster, shrimp, all the crustaceans, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. I said about 20% of what they have. DelawareChicken.com. When you know exactly what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They have your order packaged ready when you get there, saving you time, give you that great selection, saving you money. Argentinian red shrimp right now only $11.99 a pound. Conch fritters only $4 for $2.49. $2.49, you get four delicious conch fritters. The Florida lobster's there. You can't beat it, guys. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We're going to keep talking Canes and Gators. John Michaels from SB Nation Radio. He's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder. Very, very important week. And we're at Twin Peaks in Davie. That shows you the importance of this week.
Although, I'd love to be at Twin Peaks.
Although we're out here every Monday. Man Cave Monday, Twin Peaks in Davie on University Drive. And very, very important week because on Saturday, the college football season kicks off. And one of us come, what, about 11 o'clock Saturday night, you think?
Yeah, right around there, right? 4 hours.
About
yeah.
11 o'clock Saturday night, one of us is going to be very unhappy. One of us is going to feel very braggadocious. And then come Monday, August 26th, 1 week from today here at Twin Peaks in Davie, one of us is going to come in wearing their school colors and feeling all good, and the other one is just going to hope that 4 hours passes quickly because they're tired of hearing about it. So
I'm wearing flip-flops next Monday so I can put my feet up. Confidence everywhere.
I think you should wear sneakers so you could run your ass out of here after all the abuse that you're going to get. So John Michaels is a longtime radio host. He can be heard on SB Nation Radio. He's a contributor to the State of the U website, and he is maybe the world's biggest Miami Hurricanes football fan. He grew up down here before he went to work in radio in Atlanta, and he loves his Miami Hurricanes, and he's joining us right now. Hello there, John.
Mark, how are you doing today? Other guy that cheers for that other team who I may or may not address, how are you as well?
Oh, no, John. You seem like your bass and your voice is leaving a little bit. You're a little raspy.
No, you sound good to me, John. You sound good to me.
When it comes to the people that'll be made shoes out of after this weekend, the bass stays in my voice. Ain't nobody afraid of those swamp rats from up north.
There you go. That's what I wanted.
It's now starting.
We're less than a week away, so Canes are still 7-point underdogs. Would you bet your hard-earned money, John, that the Canes are going to win Saturday night?
I have already bet my hard-earned money. As you know, sports gambling in a lot of states in this country is now legal. It's very easy to find action wherever you want it. I told you last time I was on, I don't need no stinking 7 points. Give me the money line. Give me Miami. Florida is the most overrated team in the AP top 25 poll, maybe outside of Nebraska, who has no business being ranked at all. But Florida will not finish in the top 10. They probably will not finish in the top 25. They're going to get their asses kicked on Saturday evening. And I'm going to make sure I find Channing afterwards. And we'll have a couple of drinks because we're boys. But I'm going to find him afterwards just to talk trash. We're going to make sure that goes up video somewhere.
Well, for people, if you follow John Michaels on Twitter, you can follow him on Twitter, you released your preseason top 10. I know it's not as highly coveted as, say, the AP, but you released your preseason top 10. Florida is not in it. Now, is that real analysis, or is that fandom talking?
A little bit of both. I mean, I keep it real. It is a little bit of both, but it's a lot of analysis. I've done these top 10s for the last few years, and it draws a lot of anger and ire from college football fans, basically around the Southeast, so much so that a year ago, the Miami Herald picked up one of my rankings because I had Central Florida in the top 4 towards the end of the season. My rationale was simple. They're undefeated. They've won 20-some-odd in a row at that time. So I try to have some criteria. I look at Florida, and I don't buy the hype. Felipe Franks, and I actually did something for State of the U today. I was sending some answers back to Cam, and he said, what do you feel about Felipe Franks? I said, Felipe Franks is a guy who feasted on mediocre competition. They played 4 ranked teams, and Mississippi State was very loosely ranked when they played them. He completed about 58% of his passes. He averaged 165 yards in those games and had 3 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. It's funny. He looks like a taller, lighter version than Malik Rozier from a year ago. So I don't buy what Florida's selling, and I don't buy the hype. beating Michigan in a Chick-fil-A Bowl when 20 of the Michigan players didn't play or somewhere along those lines, it sounded like a very SEC excuse. Hey, we won our bowl game, so we're going to brag about how great we are. Had they lost the bowl game, their excuse would have been, we didn't want to be there. So I'll use that excuse. I don't think Michigan wanted to be there. I don't think Florida's as good as everybody thinks they are. I think Miami's going to roll in this game.
So, John, I'm going to just ride off your assessment of Felipe Franks being a glorified light-skinned Malik Rozier. Jaren Williams hasn't thrown a ball since Savannah State last year.
Oh, you sound nervous.
You see what I'm saying, John? So you want to criticize Felipe Franks, who I say got it together later in the year, and you're not even thinking about Jaren Williams, who the last time he really played, he was playing against guys that are now their hall monitored at their high school.
Ooh, someone's sweating.
He is. He sounds a little bit nervous when it comes to Jaren Williams.
He sounds a little nervous to me.
Look, the high-pitched voices came out of Channing and everything. The thing with that is we're not preseason top 10. Florida's preseason top 10. I don't know what Jaren's going to be in a real live college game. I'll give you that. I've also watched a lot of freshmen and redshirt freshmen around the country that have had 4- or 5-star ratings play really well in their first start or their first time under center. You got to imagine Dan Enos is looking at this and going, okay, how do we get a young quarterback going against Todd Grantham, who we know is going to send the kitchen sink at Jaren Williams? Screens, bubbles, quick throws, make it easy where he gets some confidence going. And if they can establish a running game, which I think Miami will be able to do, if they can establish a running game, all of a sudden the game's going to slow down for Jaren Williams. Now, if he comes out and starts 0-for-8, all bets are off. Then all of a sudden Todd Grantham's going to send guys from the sideline. He's going to find old Gators. Maybe Channing will even come on a blitz. Whatever it may be, Grantham will dial things up at that point.
And with – we're speaking about Jaren Williams too, but just your opinion, you know, I'm going to pull my trash back. Should he play every snap? Me and Hawk talked about it last segment, John. You can't with what Rick did with Nicosi and Malik Rozier going back and forth, like the flaw in what he did with those two guys, there's no way another quarterback plays on Saturday other than Jaren, right?
See, I think they still may have a package for Tate, something that's an obvious – I don't want to say obvious run because that makes it easy for the defense, but I think they may have something designed, just a special gadget play, where they let Jaren know, hey, this special play is going to be run, and then you're going to go right back out there. But I still think Jaren takes 95 to 98% of the snaps on Saturday outside of a special gadget play or two here. They can't get into the bounce back and forth game. And Manny said that many times on your station. Hey, I'm going to pick a guy and I'm going to stick with this guy. And I think he was on Joe Rose this morning, and he said something along the lines of, the entire team has calmed down since we picked a quarterback because now they have that one guy they can rally around. And I think, and Channing, you played at major college and played in the NFL. The quickest way to fracture a team is playing quarterback roulette, because there's always going to be guys that go to one side or the other, and you don't want that to happen, especially early on in the season. So I think Jaren's going to get the lion's share of the snaps.
Well, forget about the gadget play, though. What if – because Jaren Williams is the big wild card, right? So what if Jaren Williams goes out there and just craps the bed, John? He looks like a freshman who's never taken a snap in a big college game before, and you're, you know, at the end of the first half or beginning of the second half, and he just looks awful. Like – You gotta
LSU last year.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm talking
like where he looks awful, awful. I forget who was it, Nicosi or was it Malik that started the year last year?
Malik, and he got Malik. His ass whooped.
But like, did he look awful, awful? But you had seen Malik do it the season before. It's a little bit different. Like, you kind of felt like, hey, he can come back and he can rally the troops. Like, if he looks just outclassed, do you then have to give him the hook?
I don't think so. You spent an entire spring, an entire offseason, an entire fall camp trying to earn a job. This guy, Jaren, obviously did something throughout all of that time to prove that he was better than Nicosi, to prove that he was better than Tate Martell, and deserves to be the guy. I don't know that there's a scenario minus injury or, you know, if he throws 4 yanks in the first half, you probably have to get him out of there. But Malik, you know, if you have the same you know, stats that Malik had in the opener against LSU, and they were down 20-3 or 27-3. Malik really only had one egregious throw, and that's the one that he threw in the double coverage. He got pick 6. If Jaren does that, you probably have to stick with him, because if you pull him out, again, it goes right back to a year ago, and now all of a sudden you're into the roulette game. Now all of a sudden you're into changing quarterbacks. You don't want the season to be gone after one half of football. I'm sticking with him. I'm letting him run and I'm letting him play. Hear how the girls at Twin Peaks are screaming for me. They're saying,
I think it was for your analysis. I really do.
You see what I look like?
I think
have you looked at me recently?
They were screaming in horror.
They got to be cheering.
They
for
were screaming in horror. I think
I'm sexy.
John Michaels, longtime radio host. You can hear him on SB Nation Radio. He's a contributor for the State of the U website. It appears that the Canes and Gators are going to announce a resumption of their rivalry with a home-and-home starting in a couple of years. That's great, right, John?
Oh, it's awesome. There's certain rivalries in college football that should be played every year, and this is one of them. We can trash talk back and forth. We all know Florida's the one back in the 80s that ran from Miami, and who can blame them? Miami was kicking the crap out of everybody at that time. But this game, even if it's not every year, they need to do it two out of every 5 years. So have a home-and-home, maybe take a year or two off, and have another home-and-home. I like the fact that Blake James openly wanted to get this game back on the schedule. I'm tired of the neutral site crap. Get us back at Hard Rock Stadium. Get us in the swamp. That's where the two fan bases belong and deserve to be on a Saturday afternoon in the early part of the season. And then, for that, think about it. The mythical state championship, how important that used to be in the 80s and early 90s. You won the state title in Florida. Most times you were going to play for a national championship later on. They always have the old moniker, iron sharpens iron. Playing against Florida early in the season is going to make Miami better towards the end of the season. I think the same thing for Florida. Instead of playing Charleston Southern week one, you got to go against Miami. You can imagine both of those teams will work their rear ends off getting ready during the summer.
John, I agree 100% with you, bro. Because Florida is going to play Florida State the last game every year. That we're doing that, and then UM and Florida State and ACC. Let's just get the Florida UM thing going. Now we have that state championship, like you're talking about. One thing we can agree on is that. So I'm with you, bro. If the Canes win on Saturday, why do they win? What's the strength of this Canes team that they take over the game?
When the Canes win on Saturday, it is going to be
there. You go.
It's going to be because of that front seven. When you think of Jonathan Garvin and Trayvon Hill, the transfer, Greg Russo, who we're all waiting to see, Scott Patchen, the interior guys, and you have three linebackers and striker and a striker in Romeo Finley, we're all seniors. If you're going to win, it's going to be on the strength of your defense. Your defense is going to have to come up with a turnover, maybe two or three, get the chain going, get the team feeling good. Win and give them some short fields on offense, because that goes back to the earlier question about Jaren Williams. Get them early confidence. Let this kid play from in front. If they're up 17-10 or 17-7 early on in the second half, Jaren's going to feel looser and better. But it's going to be on the strength of that front seven. I think Miami has one of the best front sevens in all of college football. They're going to have to play like it against Florida on Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. Make life miserable for Felipe Franks. Come up with a couple of turnovers. And watch the Canes win.
John Michaels, SB Nation Radio, super fan for the Miami Hurricanes, which is the right side to be on this week. What's a movie that you've seen over a dozen times, even though you know it's terrible? So don't just tell me a terrible movie. A movie you've seen over a dozen times, you know it's terrible, yet you can't stop watching it. For me, it's Interstellar.
Oh, wow. Don't be a menace while drinking your juice in the hood, whatever that is. That movie is awful.
Yeah, it's
and
awful.
It's great at the same time.
But you've
it's
seen
horrible.
It over a dozen
Do
times?
You have a problem? When he had the rocket launcher in the back
you've
of the UPS truck?
You've seen it over a dozen times, John?
Oh, I've probably seen that movie 25 or 30 times. And every time it comes on, I'm like, don't get with Dashiki. She's a bad girl for you. And he does anyway because she's a hot girl. And we've all been there and we've all made that mistake.
Dashiki had him put hot sauce on her toes.
Yes, he did.
Text
in the
him
middle
in.
Of the kitchen, which is one of the Text most disturbing in. Sex scenes ever.
Text in, what's the movie you've seen over a dozen times, even though you know it's awful? Now, don't text me, because this keeps happening. Shawshank, I've seen it every time it's on. I can't say, it's great. Like, there's a reason you can't turn that one up. Interstellar is just, it's so bad, and everyone wants to pretend like it's great because they get it. No one can understand that movie. I don't care how smart you are. There's no chance you understand that movie. It's an awful movie.
Mine's Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon. No, but I think
that's a good movie.
I think it is.
Come on, bro.
Like there's.
I don't think that it's a, that's a pretty awful movie if you really break down what it is. That movie's pretty putrid. But on the same way,
but it's
it all the time.
There's
time
nothing there. Like the movie is about nothing. Napoleon Dynamite. Literally, there is no plot. There's,
I've seen it 40 times.
I know you can't. That's
Uncle
another
Rico,
one that
you
can't
turn off.
You cannot turn that one off. Text it in, Hockman and Crowder. The texts are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Text us 67974. 67974. All right, what's your score prediction for the game, John?
Well, before he does this, I got to know, John, I'm taking that money line bet if you want to throw a number out there, big dog.
Well, I told you. I told you last time we won. Let's put a nice hundy on it. I don't make Crowder money, and I don't have the fishing boats and everything else. We'll put a hundy on it. I'll have a nice C-note in my pocket. Saturday, you do the same, and we'll definitely meet up.
I got you, bro. You got it, Hawk.
I heard it. I acknowledge.
The mental handshake of it.
I acknowledge.
Okay. We good to go, John.
It's a legit bet. One hundo. I think I want to have John on again later in the week because he's going to be in Orlando and we'll get a on-site report from him. But what's your score prediction, John?
I've got Miami 24, Florida 19. I think it's close, low scoring, hard hitting. I'll talk all the trash I want, but I know when these two teams get together, they are going to get after it. I think the Canes prevail 24-19 over the Gators.
All right, I like it. John Michaels, follow him on Twitter. Listen to him on SB Nation Radio. Check out his stuff on State of the U, that website. Thank you, John.
Anytime, guys.
There you go. It is Canes and Gators week. You got a Cane and a Gator on this show. Things are popping off, baby.
Man, don't lead the witness. Every time we have somebody on, you lead the witness. Man, let him just talk.
Leading the witness? He was just talking. He was giving you his opinion. This hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Michaels gets all the Hurricanes fans pumped up. And in the first segment this hour, Solo D gets all the Hurricanes fans pumped up.
I like it. I like to see the other side of the coin.
I do like it as well. And my take there on Interstellar gets people all pumped up, and the texts are coming in. I'm looking at them. People texting movies that they've seen over a dozen times, yet they know the movie is awful. Somebody says, Purple Rain. I've watched it over 30 times. Great music, terrible movie. I disagree with that.
It's some questionable acting in there.
I think it's a great movie, though. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Go watch it. Because, I was up in Minnesota and
who's
I went.
Who's the questionable actor?
Prince.
But isn't he playing himself?
And all his buddies that are there, that they're just playing
Forrest
themselves.
Day. Yeah,
just,
but they're playing themselves.
But it's not, like, I don't want to see a guy record themselves hanging out. Like, I want to see a movie with a plot line.
I think that movie is good.
Nacho Libre? It was meant to be hacky and lame funny.
I don't find Jack Black funny.
I hate Jack Black.
I just don't think he's funny at all in anything that he does.
Why do we love Jim Carrey but don't like Jack Black?
Yeah, I don't know. Jack Black's got this weird. Tropic Thunder was a good movie. I enjoyed Tropic Thunder a lot. I thought he was the worst character in Tropic Thunder. You take that. Jumanji.
I was just going to say he was the worst character in that.
The worst character in Jumanji. Jack Black is just not funny.
He ruins movies.
And then he's got that music group called Tenacious D, and people go crazy about that. He's not funny in anything that he does.
I'm with you.
White Chicks, a lot of people have texted in, White Chicks. I never saw it.
I've seen it a bunch of times.
Love it.
I'm going to say, yeah, it's not terrible. Is it terrible?
But, like, because you think it's a good movie?
No, yeah, that's a great movie. Like, an excellent movie.
Because it's two big black, the Wayans brothers, obviously. Yeah. It's black dudes, and they're white ladies. So it's not just them playing white girls. It's, like, the difference between cultures, and they have to get used to the new culture. I won't say it's a terrible movie. I think Solana's with me. I don't think it's that bad.
Well, I maintain Interstellar is.
People are fighting with me about Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite's a good movie.
Bro, there was no plot.
But that's what made it funny.
It was a guy selling Tupperware. It's a guy
funny.
Painting pictures and then going to the prom by himself.
It's just funny. I don't know.
A little boy making a cake for summer.
I'll tell you, the first time that I watched Napoleon Dynamite, I sat there dumbfounded after it was over and was like, what did I just watch? Like, I didn't. But the more you watch it, like, that one I think you watch over and over because it's a good movie.
It starts by him getting on a bus and throwing a He-Man attached to fishing line out the window and letting him hop around behind the bus.
But it's just kind of funny. There's, like, all these non sequiturs and real quirky characters from Pedro to Uncle Rico to Napoleon Dynamite himself. Like, I don't know. I think it's a good movie. I don't think it's a great movie.
I think it's terrible.
But you've watched it 500 times.
I'll watch it tonight.
I know.
I would watch it tonight if it's on.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. We're here every Monday, Man Cave Mondays. We love the hospitality here at Twin Peaks. Been very crowded today. After work, you come on out, grab yourself a beer and something delicious to eat. I saw Crowder just knocked off some wings. I mean, they treat us well here.
I ran through 12.
You did. You did.
That was like 45 seconds.
I'll tell you what. They treat us well. Twin Peaks University Drive in Davie. By the way, right down the street, Haneswear. Now, the 2019 season is here with a new coach and a new attitude. And you know that if you were listening this hour with Solo D and with John Michaels there. Now, if you're like me and you bleed orange and green, Haneswear in Davie is the place for you. It's more than a store. It's an experience. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel, hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, even pets. They're literally right down the street here. And I told you I'm having a Canes watch party at my house, so I'm going to head on over there and grab some stuff because Saturday night I want it to be all decked out in green and orange. And I know Brett's got everything over at Haneswear, and they're also your tailgating headquarters. They've got the tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnet license plates, sunglasses, tattoos. They will get you ready for game days. Haneswear is the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. They've just got an amazing selection. So you want your Miami Hurricanes merchandise, they got you covered at Haneswear. By the way, if you're a Dolphins fan, that's one thing you and I agree on. If you're a Dolphins fan, no need to feel left out because they've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. So get on over to Haneswear. Get there before the season starts. They're 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Their website, Haneswear.com. Haneswear.com. I'm having friends over, and I'm going to have that place decked out in Canes gear. Haneswear. The spot where Miami fans shop, just down the street from us. This is a street of happiness.
It really is.
The Twin Peaks and Haneswear.
University between 595 and Griffin. You got a lot of action going on. A
lot of action, Jack. Yeah. I mentioned that I'm having friends over, and this is the Funky Buddha happy hour, so I'm having friends over at the house at Saturday. And so I bought some Funky Buddha over the weekend. I wanted to get the beer real nice and cold.
Oh,
and so I bought, you always talk about Hop Gun. So yep. I bought a, I don't know if they're six packs or eight packs. I don't know what. I bought a pack of that. I got Vibin.
Vibin's good.
And then I got something, it had citrus in it. What the heck was it? Pineapple?
Pineapple Beach.
I think that's what I got, yeah.
That's delicious.
That sounds delicious.
It's pretty good. All of them are good. The IP, if you like IPAs, Hop Gun's the best. I always talk about it. But, man, the Funky Buddha, I might not go to the game now. You got Funky Buddha at the house?
I got Funky Buddha at the house.
I might have to sell my tickets if you got Funky Buddha over there. But everybody loves Funky Buddha. They have a cruise coming next year. I am on it. I signed up. The Funky Buddha Caribbean Cruise, Hawk. It's so awesome.
My wife asked me over the weekend. She goes, is Channing really going on that Funky Buddha cruise?
What?
I said, he is. And then she goes, are you going on it? I said, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can roll with the big boys on this one.
Come on, bro. We're getting bathtubs filled with beer. We got a beer Olympics. We got a beer dinners. We have beer tastings. It's everything. It's February 22nd next year. It starts 5 day, 5 night. Go to funkybuddhabrewery.com/cruise. Like I said, no, I wasn't playing around now. Beer Olympics, which I'm going to win. I'm calling myself the favorite now. They have beer dinners. They have beer tasting. They have exclusive beers that you've never tasted before. before. We've been over to Funky Buddha when they have their small batch. They're going to have so much stuff on this boat. 5 days, five nights. Have a great time next February. Come on out there with me. Funka Buddha Brewery.
Funka.
Funky. Funka Buddha.
Funka Buddha.
Funka Booty. Funka Booty. Funky Buddha
Be
Brewery.
Careful on that one.
Ooh, let's go.
FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com/cruise. We're going to have a great time. Go on and sign up right now.
I love that. The Funky Buddha Happy Hour or the Funka Buddha Happy Hour.
Funka Buddha.
I like that as well. Somebody's texting in, this show is terrible, and I've listened over 12 times. Yeah, I would imagine that we would fall into the category of Interstellar.
No way.
Right? You get to the end of the show, and you're like, what the hell did I just listen to? What the hell are they talking about?
But the next day at 2 o'clock?
Although, I got to tell you, I think Canes and Gators fans got to be feeling it like we are, right? Because you wake up, like, I woke up this morning and I was like, this is the week. And then, you know, you tune in, like, obviously we'll talk some Dolphins this week. But, man, this is – I got to look at that Canes schedule one more time because this is not like, it's not going to be that great. It's schedule-wise.
It's crazy because I'm going up there with a bunch of my ex-teammates and Gator fans. So, like, they'll call me like, hey, bro, this Saturday, like, we're setting up the plans to go. So they're all excited. So on my life side of life, like, everybody's Gators and we're all on the same boat. When I come to work, I work with a bunch of Canes. So I get cussed out at work. And on the, so the whole week I'm going back and forth throughout my day with – you ain't worth a damn. Oh, we gonna whoop them. But you ain't worth a damn. I'm stuck in the middle, man.
And then I got a sick Rashad Butler and
yes.
Brian Monroe on you too.
Rashad, but both of them they playing the fiddle with these bets. Every time I see him, I'm like, hey, what y'all want to do with some money, man? Put a bet up. Brian Monroe, he wants all the points in the world and all. I'm like, you so confident, man? Bet it.
I know
bet
Rashad it. Butler doesn't need any points.
No, Rashad
Butler. Tell you what to do with your points.
I told you, yeah. He intimidates me. He's too big.
Yeah, because we can't do this every week. Miami, Florida, then it's followed by Miami, UNC. All right, that's fine. Like, then Bethune-Cookman.
No fun.
Then Central Michigan.
No fun.
Then Va-Tech. That'd be a good one.
Yep.
Then Virginia. That's fine.
Yes.
Then Georgia Tech.
Don't they have Virginia winning the Coastal?
Yeah, Virginia Tech's a good team. And then you got Georgia Tech. I don't know what Georgia Tech's going to be this year, right?
You're going to be happy it's not an option.
That is correct. At least it'll be watchable.
If you saw, was Paul Johnson, is that the coach?
Is it
Paul Johnson?
I think, yeah. Why doesn't that name sound right? It is Paul Johnson.
Yeah. If you saw him and nobody was around, would you hit him?
If I saw him and no one was around, I would immediately fall asleep. He's just boring.
For years you've been talking about that, man.
Then you got Pitt. That's all right. And then you got Florida State, obviously. Louisville. All right. And then you got FIU. We'll be doing some smack talk there, Papa.
Pause up, Papa.
And then you got Duke to end the season. All right. So maybe there will be some good games to go on there. All right, I'm looking at that. All right, I'm feeling a little bit better about that now. Now that I talked through it, I'm feeling a little bit better about that. All right, we got a fun week planned. This is going to be a fun week of shows. Let me talk about the Cheetah real quick here before we get things rocking and rolling out of Twin Peaks in Davie. Mark your calendars. Wednesday, August 28th, you could celebrate with Cheetah Hallandale and their gorgeous queens, princesses, and fairies for a day and night of fairy tales and fun. It's their Once Upon a Time anniversary party. Enjoy a complimentary buffet day and night. Open bar, 8 till 9 p.m. Bar tab giveaways, platinum VIP card giveaways, drink specials, and more. That is August 28th at Cheetah Hallandale. Football is back, obviously. If you listen to us, you know that. Enjoy preseason with football action, girls, and beer. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Hallandale's Ultra High Tech Sports Lounge. Watch the games live and in full sound while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 and happy hour specials till 6. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. I remind you that every day. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. In the biz guests, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. So that's tonight. The place for in-the-biz workers is the Cheetah. And if you want more details, you can check out their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. fun program this afternoon from Twin Peaks in Davie. The Honorable Solo D, the man who made the Turnover Chain song famous, he stopped by live here with us. We had John Michaels, excellent guest to talk Miami Hurricanes football. And who else did we have? We had Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. So really strong afternoon. All those interviews will be posted on our podcast. You can go to anywhere you get your podcasts, radio.com, the Apple Podcasts app, and just type in Hockman and Crowder. Subscribe to the podcast. It's free. We would appreciate it. If you did, you can get all the interviews right there. All right. That'll do it for us. I'm going to chalk one up today for the Hurricanes, right? between John Michaels and Solo D, you took it on the chin today. Let's
so
be honest.
This is where we're going.
You go. There you go.
Y'all don't turn down
there
you go. My interview request.
There you go. There you go. We're chalking one up for the Hurricanes today, Daddy. That's what I'm talking about, Papa.
Mr. Two Bits tomorrow.
Who?
He's dead.
2 bits, 4 bits, six bits
a dollar. All Florida Gators, stand up and holler.
You proud of that cheer?
We done kicked some ass off of it.
Somebody texts in, great show today, guys. The best. Followed, no joke, by this text. Man, you guys suck. Mm. You just can't please them all.
The You Suck guy wanted to come out here and tell me in my face.
The You Suck guy, if you're listening on 560, flip over to 790.
We sound better?
Yeah, or if you're on 790, flip over to 560. We got a surprise for you.
You'll love us on that other station.
Take all the stations, Papa. All right, that is going to do it for us from Twin Peaks in Davie. We will speak with you mañana.
I love that Funkabuda. I'll tell you this, I was hunting one time. I had to cut my drawers off at the hips like diapers.
They're all going to the frat house. I'll be there. Give me about 40, 50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.